This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Now, from Wichita's most listened to sports radio, 97.5 and 1240 KFH, this is Sports Daily with Jacob Albrock and Tommy Gester.
All right, welcome back in, everybody. It is Sports Daily. We are joined to start off the hour with Eric Johnson, talk a little golf. Eric, before we get to the 3M Open, which will feature three guys we follow here locally, Sam Stevens, Gary Woodland, Adam Hadwin, we got to go back and revisit the Open Championship, the British Open, and Scottie Scheffler doing the Scottie Scheffler things. We joked when you were with us last week, like he was four or five strokes behind and you couldn't even justify betting him to win. He was getting like 2-1 odds at that point.
Right. I mean, it was like free money.
Golly. It's crazy. Is this you? Do you think, and I know other guys have had runs like this, but do you think he's the guy that could have the sustained success that we saw with Tiger, who could stretch it out the longest?
I mean, we're so far from having that discussion on it. I mean, it's good to start it, but like, I thought the stat was funny. They were talking about how he's like won 18 or 19 straight 54 hole leads. Tiger did it like 39 straight times.
It's crazy, Eric, because, you know, with Scotty, he's just a guy that he doesn't make mistakes. And I know you've played a lot of competitive golf. You've been in a lot of tournaments and whatever. And it's not like Scotty's doing crazy things. Like, he's not like making these ridiculous looking shots. He just doesn't make mistakes. And when he does, he's able to get up and down. He doesn't compound his mistakes from a competitive standpoint. What is that like when you just know that the person that you're chasing is never going to slip up?
I know a couple guys like that here around town, but I mean, it's fun to watch.
Yeah.
I mean, I enjoy it. I don't know if I've been in that position, but yeah, I've been in a couple tournaments where guys, it's like, okay, I'm four back and then blink of an eye, I'm eight back. It's like, okay, what just happened? And then they just put the pressure on you and you're like, well, do I keep pressing and try to catch him when I know I can't and then blow it? But I mean, he makes it look so easy. Like, there's no dramatics about it. It's not a crazy Tiger shot from 280 over the water into a tucked pin. It's just like routine stuff for him. So I find it interesting how competitive he is. He kind of talked about that this week, but I thought it was really cool that he doesn't care what anybody thinks. He's doing it his way, and he does not like to lose. So
his conversations are getting a lot of attention. He doesn't like to lose, but he's trying, I think, to make it as clear as he can to people that this isn't the most important thing happening in his life, which is unusual, usually, for the alpha to get out and say those things publicly. most of the time, whatever it is that they're doing is the most important thing in their life. Right. I think Scotty just doesn't like to lose. That's pretty much it for him. But he clearly wants everybody to know, like, golf is not his driving force, which is interesting for the alpha to publicly take that approach.
Yeah, and I mean, I think he was pretty open about, like, hey, if Bennett says I miss you, yeah, he's like, I'm good. I might just check out.
Yeah,
yeah.
And I've heard that before.
Yeah, like Jacob mentioned, we've got the 3M Open up in Minneapolis coming up this weekend. Three guys that we follow locally, of course, Sam Stevens, Gary Woodland, Adam Hadwin. Sam, and what he's been able to do so far this year on the PGA Tour, on the money list and all of that, I mean, he is turning into a bona fide, consistent PGA Tour member, contender, whatever you want to call him. From what you've been able to see in his development over the years, where do you think he stands?
I think he's a Texas guy. I was thinking about this the other day. Like, Sam is a lot like Scottie Scheffler was in the beginning.
Yeah.
Like, they're both from Dallas. They're both, they, hey, look.
Oh, HTO right there.
They're both very family orientated. And they both work really hard, and they both hate to lose. I've played with Sam a few times, and, like, he made one mistake, and then he birdied six in a row. And I was like, okay, man, I get it. I know you messed up one hole. But, you know, we see him out at Crush You. You know, he probably, you see, it's a job for him. He does not like to lose either. So, I mean, he's 200 through three. They've shown him one time this morning on the par three. But it's kind of frustrating. But yeah, I mean, if he could eliminate 10 this year, he'd be in the top 20.
I just put he and Woodland and Hadwin with top 10 finishes together, and it was like, you know, $5 to win $4,000 or something. Let's get it done, local Wichita tie golfers. Where is the 3M?
It's open? In Minneapolis, I believe, in the Twin Cities.
Yeah, yeah, Twin Cities. I mean, I think some people have had conversations with him. I think he's not in it for the – he's not trying – I mean, I know he wants to win and that, but he's very patient with what he's doing, and he has a process, and it's working. So, yeah, good for him.
It's working today. Hopefully he gives us a follow here over the weekend because, you know, he's off to a good start this morning. I don't know anything about this course. It looks like there's a lot of guys – a lot more guys scoring so far in the early goings through about five holes than there are not scoring through five holes. So who knows?
Yeah. Well, I'm excited. I get to go watch him at the 3M, so, or at the St. Jude. So
nice.
I get to follow him for a day. That's the first round of the FedEx. So,
oh, nice.
Be fun.
That's a couple weeks from now, I believe, isn't it? Like, we're getting into the FedEx playoffs. You know,
yeah, not August too long. 7th, I think.
Okay,
that's the first time.
All right, very cool. Hey, while we've got you, Eric, we got to talk a little bit about Swing 365. Obviously,
yeah.
You know, great fun, great, you know, great simulator on the east side of town. Jacob and I and a couple of friends went and enjoyed it the other night. You guys are, I mean, the word is getting out around town. If folks want to go out and have some private practice, private play on the full swing simulator that you guys have at 127th and Central, it's there and available for folks. What's the reaction continuing to be like around the city?
It's starting to pick up a little momentum. You know, we're obviously in favor of all these guys that have simulators in town. Ours is a different animal than theirs. I mean, someone used the analogy the other day is like, some of them are kind of the bowling alley atmosphere, where ours is a little more private. You can practice or you can hang out with some buds and play if you're a member. But you know, we started a new special this week where for $50, you can be a member for a week and have access to it. You know, it's all automated. There's no employees. You come and go as you please at your scheduled time, as you guys know. You can stay until midnight if you want.
Yeah, but we went up and watched the aftershocks.
We did. That's what it was fun.
We swung, hit some balls, and watched the aftershocks. It's pretty great,
it's
actually.
Great. It's great. We've got two 80-inch TVs in there. So, guys, we have guys come in, and they'll play Prairie Dunes and watch a Royals game. We've got ESPN. We've got YouTube TV in there. They'll turn a game on one TV and the music on another. Or, yeah, so –
The cool thing, too, and I'm going to tease this now, we're going to be doing some giveaways. So we're going to be giving away an opportunity to get in and have listeners that's be able awesome. To try out the simulator. So that's going to be coming soon. Yeah. Eric and I working out the details on all of that. But it's a lot of fun because you get a chance to, you know, just kind of go in and hang out and have a good time and work on your game. I mean, you can play casually. You can try to dial in your shots. I mean, you can use it for whatever you need it to.
Yeah, Jacob will appreciate that. Have you got into the Pin Seeker software yet, Jacob?
No, if cool. you and it's probably a good thing if you'd have seen me go 10 cup. What was it, Tommy? 8 times?
Yeah, you one of the holes that we played, I think you shot a 17 on that hole, I believe, is
yes.
couldn't get over the water.
It took me 8. It was straight out of 10 cup, right over the water, 8 times right into the water. And yeah.
I think after the sixth time I said maybe you want to club up, like maybe you need a different club. That might not be a terrible idea for you.
Get out if you're fast driver. Enough, you can get to the touchscreen and hit mulligan.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
except,
that's a good point.
Except Tommy would, you know, he wouldn't let me do that. He wasn't.
No, the Pin Seeker software is an online, it's kind of like DFS. You can go play par three contests with guys all over the country that are using the full swing technology, and you can buy 3 swings for $5. But yeah.
Cool.
I'll get you on that.
Okay. We'll give it a shot. We'll give it a shot. Yeah. Eric, we appreciate it.
Yeah, guys. Have fun. See you next week.
Go cool. Sam. Go Sam Steven. Yeah. Gary Woodland just even threw one. He just teed off as well. Adam Hadwin will tee off here pretty quick. We'll keep our eye on that 3M Open. It could be a great local follow this week, Tom. I must set a reminder to check in on that throughout the day. Be awesome if we could get those local guys collectively in the mix there. Since we didn't get to see any of them at the Dangham Open champion.
I know. None of them played.
Just ridiculous. I hate when those guys aren't in the majors. It drives me crazy. But they're here. They're back. They're on the tour this week. We'll follow along. We appreciate Eric for stopping by, talking a little golf. Isn't that crazy as good as Scottie Scheffler been? And Eric's probably right. It is crazy to start. It's crazy to still compare anybody to Tiger's run. But it feels to me like this one has the best chance to get close. Whereas most of the other, was it Spieth had one, yeah. McIlroy had one. I know there's one more.
Koepka had a run. Yeah, Justin Koepka Johnson had a run.
Probably had the best one.
There are always a lot of people that, you know, you point at, and you're like, that's going to be the next Tiger. Scotty, it seems like, I mean, he's 27. He's got the longevity potentially.
Yeah.
To make it interesting. I think that's as far as we can go.
And the way he plays it seems like his floor just is through the roof. I mean, maybe that's his greatest attribute, is it feels like he's never going to be bad. So it just inherently gives him all these advantages. Anyway, we'll come back. We got to talk Tim Fitzgerald. Let's talk a little K-State football, get his take on this college football playoff rumbling. That's all coming next for you. Don't go away. We've got more Sports Daily coming right up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Okay, take it easy. We're going on the air.
This is Sports Daily on KFH. And now, digging deeper with the teams you follow, it's another Sports Daily Insider interview on KFH.
And that'll be coming with our buddy Tim Fitzgerald. Want to tell you real quick, though, about the Summer Concert Series back in Wichita at Nafsker Park this weekend. Returns Friday, July 25th. The Astronauts are live on stage. That's tomorrow. Gates open at 6:30. Show starts at 8. Free live music, food trucks, Friday night fun all summer long. You can find the full schedule at kfhradio.com. We've got Tim Fitzgerald. Fitz, you're at the stadium now, correct? You're at practice?
No, not yet. I'm getting ready to head over. I'm about 2 minutes away from there.
Okay. Are you what's the feel like in year? How many years is this covering K-State football for you?
Good Lord. This would be full-time 31.
31 years. Wow. The buzz feel any different this year? Like what's yeah. The vibe? Give us a vibe check up there.
Yeah, I think there's a quiet confidence about this team that feels familiar. I mean, I just think this team knows it could be really good. And that emphasis on could be. They've got to get there. But I think they feel like they have the pieces to win a Big 12 title and get to the playoff. But, you know, you have to do it 12 games in a row, you know, starting really soon. And that is easier said than done. The Big 12, you get challenges almost every week. And you just got to take them one at a time, pick them off. And I think this team learned some valuable lessons, particularly Avery Johnson, from last year's season.
As you are heading to the stadium and watching practice and all of that, what are the major things that you are going to be keeping a close eye on?
I'll probably immediately check in on the offensive line depth, because when they do drills, as you know, groups of five coming off the ball and stuff, they often usually do it as the depth chart reflects. So that and the receivers too. Defensively, it's a little more difficult because they're off just doing stuff. They go outside and and do different drills and stuff. So you don't really get to see a depth chart, so to speak. But that's what I'll be kind of keeping my eye on, is anything that indicates who's starting and where.
Yeah, there's not a lot of questions there, though, is there? Like, you mentioned the line. They're going to have questions to answer defensively. What are you expecting? Two, three, maybe new starters on the defense. Isn't that kind of what's making K-State one of the favorites of the league? Is just they have a lot coming back in a league where there's not a lot coming back anywhere.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, they'll have, you know, it might be four new starters on defense, but you know, it's guys that played last year at the bowl game for the most part, or transfers coming in with experience. So, but they're key elements, you know, linebackers are, you know, the two of them are back and experienced and very good. So I think they're in really good shape on defense. They just got to make sure that secondary plays better, and particularly zone coverages, than they did last year, because that was the biggest problem with the defense last year, was pass defense breakdowns.
Fitz, the news came out a few days ago that one of the projected starters on the line for the Wildcats, Ohio State transfer George Fitzpatrick, had a medical emergency or a medical incident at practice last week, working his way back. What do we know about that situation?
Not a whole lot. I think he's doing well. I don't know if he'll be at practice. I think he's out of the hospital. I'm not sure. But certainly we'll be checking in on him. And, you know, it's hard to tell how serious it was. It was serious enough to be taken to the hospital, let's be clear. But is it affected his season? We just don't know yet. Is it something he's going to bounce back from, where it's all uncertain? So I'll be looking for him, and certainly looking to see who's at left tackle with him out.
How about the coaching staff, Fitz? We're in, you know, year two of a lot of this now. How, you know, is there growth there for some of these assistants that had to be replaced? Do you think there are things that they could learn in a second year that benefit, or does it make much of a difference at this point?
Yeah, I think they're in, you know, they've got some key transition spots on this coaching staff, with new offensive coordinator Matt Wells and, you know, new offensive line coach and Brian LePack. And I think there's a great deal of confidence that they're more than equipped to take those jobs. But again, you've got a offensive line coach who's never really done it before. He's been around it, but he's not been the boss. So based on how his tight ends have played over the course of his time at Kansas State, I would say offensive line's in a pretty good shape, because I think Brian LePack's a good coach.
New-ish with Matt Wells. Do you expect him to do anything different this year?
Yeah, I do, but I think it's just going to be mostly because of personnel.
Okay.
You know, I think if you've got DJ Giddens and you're the offensive coordinator that doesn't give him the ball, you're a fool. And now without him, I think the way you go about every drive is different now. You don't have DJ plowing to pick up, you know, close to first downs and putting in short yardage. You got to be a little more spread out probably, and do some more what the fans will see as fun and creative. But it's, you know, it's what you have to do when you don't have that big dynamic running back between the tackles. You can still run between the tackles, but it's not your bread and butter.
From a playmaker perspective offensively, I mean, obviously, I think we all expect Dylan Edwards to, you know, take that next step and be, you know, the guy that got the MVP in the Rate Bowl a season ago, and be the main playmaker that we know that he is in the running game. Jace Brown is back as a top pass catcher for Avery Johnson. What else do we know as far as guys that you think could step up and be that household name by the end of the season offensively, that can be a big target and a big asset for Avery Johnson?
Yeah, I mean, Jaron Tibbs has been the discussion point quite often about the new faces on offense who really could turn it on at receiver. Look, you know, one of the things holding Kansas State back the last, I don't know how many seasons, is quality of receivers and depth. Last year, I don't think we fully appreciate how much the drops and mistakes by the receivers just derailed this offense. So, yeah, I'm going to keep an eye on those guys because they could change the entire offense if they're just, reliable. They're where they're supposed to be, doing what they're supposed to do, and when they get the ball thrown to them, they catch it. That'll just change K-State's offense dramatically in itself.
Let's go bigger picture, Fitz. Okay. Brett Yarmark has said recently he is not in favor of that 4-4-2-2 playoff model. In fact, it looks like only the Big Ten remains as the league that wants to do it that way. Even the SEC doesn't after hearing from their coaches. I still think I get it. Brett Yormark's betting on the future. I think in the present, it's a better deal for the Big 12. But what part of that future is he betting on there? Is it the newly placed salary cap? Like, history doesn't favor multiple bids for the Big 12 even in a 16-team format. So what is that future he's betting on? Where's that coming from?
I think if last year had been 16, we probably would have seen BYU in the field. So I think he's looking at it that most years you'll get to in a 16-team playoff, just because you'll have a couple teams float to the top. He doesn't want to come to the table and admit that his conference is half of what the Big Ten and SEC are. You just can't do that. You can't demean yourself in that manner and put yourself in a box that you're lesser than. The selection process will do that, but that's not you doing that. Saying we'll just take two bids is a confession that you're not as good. They're not as good right now, but you don't want to send that message to the college football world that you need this crutch to make sure you get two teams in.
Yeah, I mean, three, though, is what you're...
Yeah.
Three is what you're shooting for. There'd still be at-larges. I don't know. I'm going to just defer to the fact that the ACC doesn't want it. The SEC doesn't even really want it, and I understand why they don't want it. There'd be a lot of years they'd probably send seven, or whatever it is. But the Big Ten wants it, and apparently they want it for TV purposes. There's a, I don't know if you saw it from Sports Illustrated this morning, that they've kind of already made some commitments maybe to their TV partners about a sort of like a play-in to the CFP, which I think is a great idea. But yeah, it doesn't sound like anybody else is on board, and then they're kind of in a measuring contest with the SEC about how many conference games each other play. Nobody cares.
I think the more we can have a wedge between the SEC and Big Ten, the better off college football is.
I agree with that. I agree. It's been interesting to see that not hostility, I don't think, but disagreement. It should be better for the remainder. I definitely agree with that. All right, Fitz, you guys are out at practice today. What do you have for us at GoPowerCat.com?
It's a busy day. We've got a podcast dropping at 11. Then we'll have all of our practice coverage, most of it, come out today. And then we got another podcast tomorrow because we had some great questions. So we've got a football one today to go with opening of football practice at Kansas State. And then we'll have a basketball one later in the week on Friday.
Tim Fitzgerald, publisher, GoPowerCat.com. Find all his work at Life of Fitz. Fitz, it's football season. Whether we're ready or not, here it comes.
It's crazy, man. But yeah, we're less than a month to start a football at Kansas State. Well, in Dublin, and we're 3 weeks from us traveling over there. So it's crazy how fast it's come up.
3 weeks. God, I can't wait for that. It's going to be so good. They better win that game. I'm just saying, it's going to be
huge. Yep.
They better that one does count to the conference standings, right? I know Arizona does not. That one does, though, doesn't
it? Yeah, yep, it does. And that's a heck of a way to start a season. It really is. It makes you put your cards on the table pretty quickly.
Here we go. All right, we'll let Fitz go. We know he's got to get to practice. We appreciate it.
Thanks, boys.
There goes Tim Fitzgerald. But the practice is there. We got TJ Cleland up at KU practice today too. He just sent us a video of the new stadium. It's here, Tommy. It is about to be college football season. I'm with Fitz there at the end, though. the SEC and the Big Ten being at odds is good for us. It's good for the Big 12. It's good for the ACC. You don't want them unified on a unified front, trying to edge out everybody else. I think it's interesting to hear that the SEC coaches don't like the 4-4-2-2 idea. They want just the one and all the at-larges. That I think that comes from a place of confidence because they think they can get in, right? They might send 6-7 teams in a lot of years, but it is kind of interesting because it is a flex on everybody else to go that route for that league.
Yeah, I think that the SEC and the Big Ten, they are, I mean, absolutely more powerful together. And so do I think that long-term they will be at odds? I doubt it. I think that this is probably a temporary thing. And eventually, I don't know if it'll be the SEC or the Big Ten, which one of them will cave and come over. But eventually, I think that they'll be back on the same page because both conferences probably recognize how important it is for them to be in lockstep.
Well, it's important for them to be in lockstep. And we go back to the same conversation we've had a million times, or at least like the rallying cry for me with college football. They may think it's better if it's just them. I don't think it's better if it's just them because I think they lose the national capacity for us to care. It would regionalize a great deal. I don't care where the Big Ten puts its programs. You can have them on the West Coast, East Coast. You can put them on Mars. Like California isn't watching Big Ten football because Oregon's in there. Oregon fans are watching Big Ten football because Oregon fans are in there. But, you know, like other places aren't just automatically tuning in as a whole like we do in, let's say, the NFL. Man, if they ever fracture it, it will be one of the great mistakes of in sports history. We just won't care as much. And so I don't know if they ever – I don't know if they're ready to admit that, but it is interesting to see the SEC back off of it. That is not something I expected to happen. And they just kind of did overnight. Just like all of a sudden, they're like, we don't want to do that anymore.
It does certainly seem like the SEC coaches are approaching this from a position of confidence and confidence in the conference as a whole, confidence in the number of bids that they're going to get. I mean, that's about the only reason why I think I agree with you that they would be on board with that particular format.
Now, if what the Big Ten is proposing goes into sort of league playoffs to get in, that would be awesome. Like, if could you imagine, and it'd be hard to do it because it's just hard to keep the championship like a Big 12. And I told you yesterday, I feel like one of the reasons like your market, maybe they're so resistant is because they lose the appeal of their Big 12 champ or their conference championship games. And I don't know how you could do the way the Big Ten is proposing it would be a way, right? You have you seed them out and you kind of play your way into the auto bids and then you have the at-larges still there. But if you imagine that format for the Big 12 and you only have two, you'd put four teams in, but then how do you decide who's the Big 12 champion? You still in that format, you wouldn't need a Big 12 championship game. So I don't know how you'd do that. Now, in theory, you'd get two games instead of one. Does anybody care that it's the Big 12 championship if the winner gets a guaranteed spot into the playoff? I would say no, they don't. Like you'd care more about the bid into the CFP.
And that's what this is. I mean, let's be totally real about it. This is the preservation of conference championship games because as soon as you start guaranteeing multiple bids by league, by conference, then that completely takes away the need to have a conference championship.
But I do think I think there is a path for that to be an overall better outcome, like a more enjoyable as a fan. I'm talking about outcome, but I don't know how you define conference champions if you went that way, which is the problem.
I mean,
I think that's the question. Now, what you could do is you could divide conferences. Like, let's just take the Big 12. You split it into two divisions like you used to. You guarantee the bid for each, but you can't do that because it's a different committee, right, that puts them in. But you, if you know, if you didn't have that, you could take each division's winner, put them in, and then still let them play for a Big 12 championship. But yeah, it's hard. It doesn't all fit together, and that's the problem, and that's why the auto bids, like in the short term, do probably make the most sense. I strategically look at it for the Big 12, and I'm like, I would take the two teams because I'm afraid there are years where they'd only have one. But I get all the reasons you don't want to do it. And again, just as we said yesterday, like I just am going to trust your Mark, who generally speaking has made all the right decisions. I'll just trust him. You know, I'll just trust him that, you know, maybe BYU would have gotten in a 16 team last year. I'm not comfortable with that. Like that makes me nervous. Tommy just sent me this little breaking news. Really a bummer. Justin Fields carted off at Jets practice at training camp. And we are reminded, sorry, I got a mosquito floating around here. We are reminded that the injuries are the worst part of this part of the season in the NFL schedule. And that's going to be a huge bummer. I'm actually, like, to be perfectly honest, I'm kind of intrigued to see Justin Fields with the Jets. He's not the most talented quarterback, but the dude is a freak athlete. And he has shown he can, like, funnel things to a player. He's got that in Garrett Wilson. I think a two-headed rushing attack between he and Breece Hall is at least intriguing. So I hope he's okay. That's going to kind of suck. I want to see the best for Breece Hall mostly.
Yeah. Adam Schefter reporting that he was carted to the locker room with an apparent lower leg injury. So no idea what that is and what the prognosis is, but they did bring the cart out for him. There are three other quarterbacks that are currently on the depth chart for the Jets. Those quarterbacks are Tyrod Taylor, Adrian Martinez, and Brady Cook. Those are the three quarterbacks currently on the roster other than Justin Fields for the Jets, and I can't imagine that they would roll with any one of those three if Justin Fields can't go.
I don't know what they'll do. I don't know what they'll do, but we'll keep our eye on that. A couple other things out of the NFL. I guess the Packers, their revenue sharing, the Packers, $430 million. If you're ever curious about how successful the NFL is as a league, that's pretty wild, to be perfectly honest with you, to think about. The 3M Open, let's check in there. You've got Sam Stevens tied for first at 3-under. He's through six. Adam Hadwin, he has a birdie through two, and Gary Woodland's even through two. So really watching all this closely here. That'd be fun. Could you imagine all three of them kind of staying in the mix here a little bit? What a blast that would be. But just a check in there, that's something hopefully we'll be keeping our eye on throughout the day today and into tomorrow here on the show, because that'll mean those three or any combination of those three are staying relevant. Otherwise we won't be interested in that golf tournament, but we are right now.
It's very, very, very early in the golf tournament. There's a long way to go, but at least a good start for those three guys.
Trade deadline rumors, I just continue to peruse them and look and see what's out there and who's reporting what. And the one that continues to stick, the one that you see more often than anything else, is Seth Lugo to the Cubs. Quite a spotlight for him to show them what he's got yesterday. The Cubs have some depth in their farm system. They're said to have their depth be position players, which is what the Royals need. And it just seems like a good fit. And, you know, the Cubs feel like they can probably go win a World Series this year. And they need some, you know, they need some help in their rotation. It is a very natural fit. They did get to scout him with every person in their organization yesterday, as he had a really nice performance against them at Wrigley Field, which is also important. So we'll see. I'm going to stick to 50-50, and I know that seems a cop-out. I don't mean it to be a cop-out. I just mean there's a 50% chance the Royals trade him, right? I think the chances are pretty high that they move Seth Lugo. Interesting, though, to hear the players and the coaches get his back after the game yesterday and hope that they don't.
Yeah, I mean, I think that there's such an opportunity here, I think, for the Royals. If they can keep the core together and continue to play the way that they are, where they can make a push. I think it'd be different, like, because we talked about it earlier in the show. If the Tigers were playing good baseball right now and they had ran away with the division. And I know that they're 10 games ahead of the Royals right now, but it could be 15 or 18 games ahead of the Royals right now in the division. That does potentially open up another door. Now, is it likely they can get all the way, make up 10 games on the Tigers? Probably not, but it's not. I would think the chances are certainly not zero, where if the chances were zero and the only opportunity they had was to scratch and claw their way to the third wildcard spot, it might be a little bit different. But there are potentially a couple of different paths, a couple of different doors that could be cracked open slightly for the Royals to find their way into the playoffs and increase their odds. Knowing that, I mean, I've kind of gotten to this point over the last week or so. I don't want them to move Lugo. I feel like they can keep him, they can run with him, and then at least there is, you do get a draft pick if he does walk and you make him a qualifying offer.
I don't want them to move him just to move him. If they get an overwhelming offer, if they get the ability to get an everyday above average player in return, I'm okay with it. I'm selfish in it, though. It's because I want to see this team try to make a run.
Yeah.
And that's not the right place to come at it either, right? Like, that's just like, that's my selfish take on it, because I enjoy a playoff chase in baseball, honestly, as much as anything else in sports.
And wouldn't it be different too, though, if he walked at the end of the year? Day. Wouldn't it be different too if he walked at the end of the year and the Royals got nothing in return? You know, like if they didn't, if he left you just were out that player with nothing in return for him. I think it might be even different knowing that, but the fact that they can get a draft pick if and when he does walk away, if they can't re-sign him, at least you're getting something. And for me, that's enough to keep him on the roster to make this, have this team make a run, make a push.
There's a million reasons they can keep. They can keep him because they still have a chance to re-sign him. It is just a player option. Yes, they get the compensation. And yes, they'll go for the postseason. But like, what, so for me selfishly, it's just, I just want them to go for the postseason because it's more fun for us. If they're blown away with an offer, it's fine. Take the offer, right? I wish we had a little more clarity on Cole Reagans. I do wish that. That would make this all a little bit easier. But man, it's just, it's too much fun to have teams in the mix. It'd be different too, Tommy, if they didn't appear that they were going to be just fine for the future and be right back to contending next year one way or the other. There might be a little more desperation not to trade him. But does anybody think the Royals won't be good next year? I mean, they'll at least be this good next year. If so many good young players. I just like it. It really is all okay, which is a position of power for JJ Piccolo. JJ Piccolo can sit back and say, how desperate are you? What do you want to trade away? You're going to give me a top prospect? Okay, fine. If you're not, nah, we're good. We'll hold on and we'll try to do this thing.
So Buster Olney is reporting this morning that the Royals would probably need to market Lugo as more than just a rental. And I'm not exactly sure how they would market him as that. Like, maybe it's a conversation with Lugo, like, hey, if we move you to this particular team, what are the chances that you would sign long-term with that team? I don't exactly know how they would market him that way, but that's one thing Olney is talking about, is that for the Royals to get the true value that they feel like they would need to get out of Lugo, they would need to market him as more than just a rental for the remainder of this season.
Yeah, I mean, no team's going to sign him right now, I don't think. You'd never see that in baseball. I mean, maybe it's as simple as the Royals will pay the rest of his contract this year.
Maybe. I mean, and
it's John Sherman's money. Why not?
It certainly seems like, and maybe it's not even that. Maybe it's, hey, Seth, we're going to trade you to the Cubs. If we trade you to the Cubs, do you think you would pick up the player option for next year?
No, he's not going to pick up the player option anywhere.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I'm trying to figure out ways that they can market him as more than just a rental.
Maybe, yeah, I mean, if I don't know what that's an interesting phrase. If they paid the rest of this year's salary, it's still in theory just a rental. So I'm not sure what that, I don't know what that looks like. Look, then there are things like Jaron Duran with the Red Sox. If the Royals wanted to go do that and put Lugo in there, they'd have to also put in a prospect. And maybe that's what he's talking about. Like, hey, we want to go trade him and use him as a way to get a bat. But if it's a dude like Duran, like you're not getting Duran one for one for Lugo. So maybe that's more than the rental. Maybe you have to throw Lugo and a prospect in. It's hard to say. That's a little vague for me. Because if you're talking about like what his future after this season is, that's on the table for the Royals too, right? Unless he's going to sign an extension, the Royals have that same, they have that same desire to keep Lugo. I would think they would love to have Lugo. I would think if they could give Lugo the exact same deal as they just gave Michael Wacha, they'd love to do it if he'd take it, but I don't think he will. I think he'll be more valuable on the market, but Tommy, you'd have thought he would have been more valuable on the market when the Royals signed him too. So you never know.
The difference is he didn't strike out a lot of guys. The difference then to now is that he didn't have the body of work as a starter. He had one season under his belt as a starting pitcher. Entering free agency now, he'll have 3 years under his belt as a starter. More than likely, this is going to be the last contract, multi-year contract that he gets. So, I mean, I agree with you. When you say he's not going to pick up the player option anywhere, I don't disagree. I mean, I think he'd be stupid to do that anywhere. I'm just trying to figure out how the Royals could market him at all as more than just a rental.
You know, the only reason I bring that up is because I keep, like, by the numbers, I mean, he was second in Cy Young last year. He's been really good. He's very consistent. He gets you deep into games. I keep thinking he'll be, like, the top guy on the market, but he's not being painted that way in any reporting or rumor that you see. And so then it does make me wonder, like, what will his value be on the open market next year? Is it much higher than what Waka's just was when the Royals got it? I mean, I don't know. I think it should be, but he doesn't strike a lot of guys out, which we know teams value a great deal. Like, I mean, maybe it's not as high as we think it is just because we watch him all the time and we realize the dude is nails and he's a battler and he does all these things. Maybe it's not as high as we think. Maybe the player option is on the table. Maybe that money over a couple extra years is all it would take to get him to sign. And if you told me any of those things were on the table, I'd tell you the Royals don't need to trade Seth Lugo. If they can go sign Seth Lugo to a 3-year, $45 million extension, then don't trade Seth Lugo. Keep Seth Lugo. Like that's a tremendous screaming value.
He's not going to go for 15 a year. He's going to go for 25 a year.
I think he should go for, but he's older. And like the way that he's being painted on the market, I mean, I would agree with you. I think he's very, very valuable. But let's just quickly take a look. Like he will be in line. Like Blake Snell just got $28 million a year, right? Robbie Ray just got $25 million a year. I don't see any world where he's not up north of, I think, and I've seen this comparison before, and I think it's perfect, the Nate Eovaldi deal. 3 years at like 25-ish a year. I feel like 3 years and 75 is what Lugo will command. Maybe not. I mean, he was undervalued the last time he was a free agent. I think Wacha was undervalued this past offseason too. So we'll see. All right, that does it for us today. Thanks to Prairie Fire Coffee for keeping us fueled up on this Thursday morning. Thanks to Crestview Country Club for being a great sponsor of the show. We're coming up to the end of July. We're coming up to the fall. You never know what kind of deals might be out there for membership at Crestview Country Club. Give Todd a call out there. Go check out the facilities, take a tour, and check it out. Appreciate their support. No Royals baseball tonight, Tommy. We can catch our breath a little bit. It's been a pretty feverish sports week, and we'll just continue to sniff around the NFL. This is that fun time of year. We're getting news every day now.
Yeah, we're getting closer and closer. And then, of course, by the day, the trade deadline, the rumors around that for Major League Baseball, that continues to get louder.
Major League Baseball's trade deadline is the best trade deadline. There's no question. All right, we'll come back tomorrow. We'll do it all over again. For Tommy, Max, I'm Jacob. See you then.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Oh, my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102!
Laser beam!
Ohtani,
walk-off, baby! This is the best!
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.